Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, January 27th, 2021. You know, it's a great time to be alive. I want to tell you, God is moving right now. And I want to open up some things to you I believe is right in season with where we're going. I want to release a breakthrough prayer and power over you in this session to show you how to get aligned for the current season that we're in. So Lord, we pray that you would align us with that. What you showed me, that we're in a season that things are shifting over us and that you're calling up a remnant to stand up in prayer, a remnant to stand up and do some things that will shift the spiritual atmosphere and also shift finances over us. So we pray for that breakthrough power, the breakthrough anointing to flow in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the breakthrough power is here. And, you know, this is not time to sit back. This is a time to move forward. And I believe the Lord is going to show you some things. Micah 2:13 is a great one for it. The one who breaks open the way will go before them. They will break through the gate and go out. The king will pass through before them. The Lord at their head. That's the breakthrough anointing. The Lord is breaking through right now. And I have a prophetic word for the year of 2021 that this is the year of the restoration of hope and peace. Zechariah 9:12, return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. This is a word for right now, Zechariah 9:12. The Lord is breaking free people who felt hopeless, the prisoners of hope, and he's announcing this. I'm going to restore twice as much. This is available. Doesn't mean everyone's going to get it, but he's going to bring about these things. And this is a time for such a time as this, Esther 4:14. Who knows, but you have come to this royal position for such a time as this. It's time to step up in our royal position, our royal authority. Begin to pray and take authority. It appears that Satan's winning, but I tell you, God has not forgotten you. Greater is the one in you than the one in the world. He's going to release some things. It's time to step up and not step back in the midst of the turmoil. And maybe you heard me talk about the storehouses on earth have been depleted, but the Lord is releasing strategies. Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give you rain on your land in its season. And he will bless all the works of your hand. And you shall lend to the nations and not borrow from anyone. Who wants to be the lender and not the borrower? That's a promise right now. The storehouses on earth need to be refilled. And that is what's coming right now. I believe we're in a strategic season and that God is releasing financial ideas and blessings and solutions to help a hurting world. It's also to prepare us for what's coming with revival. So there are some steps you can take right now. In fact, I'm going to talk about 4 steps to get a divine strategy over your finances. And maybe you feel destined to do something, but you don't know quite how to get that breakthrough. Maybe you felt like you were part of the turnaround, and you don't have to be a business person to get this. God wants to bless you at whatever level you're at right now. Maybe you need a break from the pandemic. Many people have been hit hard financially. But God's releasing his flood. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord says, I will raise up a new standard against him. So I want to give you some steps that I've used. It'll help you to align with the season. This is a word of the Lord right here. When I received this revelation, I got a download. This is very serious. I got a serious download in 2009 in South Africa, Cape Town, South Africa. I was there speaking at a conference And I had an encounter in my hotel room with an angel of finance. Downloaded, I mean, I couldn't even write it. It came so fast, but it went into my spirit. I began to take these things in. Then the Lord just reminded me of this. He says, when he brings something new like this, you can't try to fit it into the old wineskin. That's so important. Isaiah 48:17, I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs your way, the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would be flowing like a river. The Lord's saying, as I look back, and man, when I got that download, I tried to fit it into the old wineskin. You cannot put new wine into the old wineskin. I kept trying to put it into my own model, my own understanding. So I want to tell you right now, God's shifted things. And here's some steps that you can do. Step one, ask God to speak to you and write down what you hear. I love this Proverbs 8:34. Blessed are those who listen to me and watch daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. I love that. I do that every day. I get up at the watch of the Lord. I'm waiting for him to say anything. I'm not waiting for him to show me things. You know, I tell people, everyone I coach and teach is, I tell people to journal, but that's a terrible one. People don't want to journal. Write it down. It's so powerful because Habakkuk 2 says, I will stand at my watch and station myself on my ramparts, and I will look to see what the Lord will say to me and what answer he will give. And in verse 2, the Lord replied to me, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so a herald couldn't run with it. Make it plain on tablets is probably iPads before it's done. We have tablets now, but write it down what God says so that you can do this. So journaling sometimes may sound very difficult. You know, don't get hung up in the aspect of journaling. You know, just do whatever it is. Just get it recorded. I write down things, all kinds of different ways. I use my iPhone. I make notes and then fill them in later. I'm always just writing down and capturing things. Most of the time I have a whiteboard near me and then I take a picture of it. You can do a whiteboard, take a picture of it, email that to yourself, put it in your journal later. I've got so many things. Step one is to write it down. First of all, ask the Lord and then write it down. Step two is to exercise your spiritual gifts daily. This is so important. Because whatever your gifts, it doesn't matter. Exercise them all. Hebrews 5:14 says, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Are you afraid about getting deceived? It's because you're not using your gifts. We need to use them. I work out daily. I practice hearing God. I practice all the gifts that I can. I do it. And I go to the spiritual gym every single day, even after all these decades of doing what I do, being a prophet. I still practice hearing the Lord and sharpen to see what he's doing. Maybe he's doing something new, and you'll need to, you know, grow not only in hearing God. The other thing is to grow in wisdom. We need wisdom more than anything these days, you know, not the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of God. So step number three is to deal with any unhealed areas of your life. We're talking about finances here. So the unhealed areas, maybe you've heard this, over 80% of lottery winners lose everything in 5 years. Oh my gosh, 80% of the lottery winners lose it in 5 years because they had some issues with money, especially when dealing with money. You know, pride and greed need to be dealt with. It can be intoxicating. It can blind us. And we need a strong foundation to build our financial future on. And it's easy. The foundation of the Lord. Maybe it's why God's not blessing you yet. Maybe he wants to make sure that you're not like one of those lottery winners. Sometimes it's, you know, it's God's great love and mercy protecting you from him not pouring out a full blessing that you keep asking him for. But a key to this, and this is a key to a lot of things, it's found in 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that you may be lifted up in due time. When I see all kinds of crazy things going on in the world, like right now, and you know, pride often blinds us. I know that I missed the pandemic. Personally, I repented of pride just recently. I humbled myself, just said, my goodness, I do this right now, Lord, before you. God wants to use us to be able to be a blessing. He wants to bless us to be a blessing. He'll use money more than anything to show you things. He'll strengthen your faith with it. He'll test your motives with it. He'll bless you with it. He'll guide you along. It'll come. It'll go like the waves. It's usually money that will reveal your heart or hidden things that you might have. So humility is a big deal with the Lord. However, in the business world, it sure isn't taught. And sometimes we need to get a hold of this humility thing. And so as we're getting healed of money issues, this is the things that the world influences. We need to really take charge over it. And I call this getting financial healing or financial recovery, renewal maybe even. Getting healed of your money issues requires a mindset change against the ways of the world. Generally, there's a great deal of misunderstanding about what the Bible says about money. And so there's a lot of judgment going on with anyone talking about it. Unfortunately, there's been some maybe bad examples on TV or whatever, people trying to raise money, and it turns some people off. It's still a biblical principle. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." It's the love of money, not the money itself. It causes people grief. So it's often misquoted. Money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money, which is, that's greed, that's pride, that's mammon. And so you can deal with these things and God can bring more finances into your life. But there's often why God will not give you the cash you're asking for necessarily because of these things. So we need to break off the spirit of poverty on one side. I had to do that. And the other side is greed or wanting it for the wrong reason. So that pendulum swings, you know, to one side, the spirit of poverty where you need to get blessed. You need to get out of that place. The other side is the spirit of greed and mammon. So there is a balance in the midst of this. We need to discover the healthy balance God intended for us regarding money and finances. Break off these ungodly beliefs about finances in the Bible. I heard a guy talking on a podcast, Jewish rabbi, I think his name was Daniel Lappin, and he said, you know, what I don't understand about you Christians, now he's a Jewish rabbi, right? He says, what I don't understand about you Christians is not the Messiah, but it's the fact that you have poverty. He said, as we Jews, we know that finances is worship, and traditionally Jewish people do not have a problem with the power to get wealth because it can bless the entire world. And so I think my wife was listening to that or something on Dave Ramsey, and he was talking about that. It's so true. We need to break off the spirit of poverty and then at the same time break off the spirit of greed and pride. Step four, my four-step plan today is to ask God for the plan. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Whoever asks will receive, and whoever seeks will find, and whoever knocks, the door will be opened." See, people misunderstand that scripture. They think they can ask for anything and they wonder why they don't get it. Well, this is really just saying ask, A-S-K, ask, seek, and knock. It's an acronym. Jesus said, ask, you'll receive. Seek. See, it's not just asking. You've got to seek. You've got to knock. That's proactive steps. And so I tell people all the time, don't just ask, put some power to that. You know, faith without works is dead. And so put some power to it. So Lord, we just pray over this word. We just ask that you would open up the heavens over us, that you would release the financial blessing towards what we need and to be able to be a blessing to the entire world in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a real powerful thing going. You talk about financial breakthrough. I'm only doing this every once in a while. I do a school of ministry. It's an online school. I call it the 49 Days to Change Your Life School. I do one once a year. This is the first time I've done one on finances. It's called Kingdom Financial Solutions Breakthrough Mentoring Experience. And it's actually 49 days. It's 7 weeks. And it's a combination of different things. It's a combination of live webinar interactive type of teaching with me. And then the next week, you'll get a pre-recorded video with some activation questions. And each week it's different. But then I tell you what's really powerful is that we don't leave you alone. We've got a portal, a private membership site where you can log in and interact with others, ask your questions. Plus, we have our breakthrough coaches there. In other words, this is actually live mentoring and interaction. Some of it's pre-taped, but it's a combination of things that I found will really change your life. And so Kingdom Financial Solutions, just go to my website, dougaddison.com/solutions, and you'll see everything about it and all the details about it. But here's the big deal is it's normally $197, but for a limited time, we're going to offer it for $97. Or two payments of $50 each. Now, it's going to start in February, and it's going to run for 49 days for 7 weeks. And there's a lot of perks and bonuses. Everything that you need is there. Just go to dougaddison.com/solutions. Okay, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.